DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hey yo, it's 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night. It is the night before Halloween, and you're spending it on DDP Radio with Sparky, Robert, and Stacy. No special guests tonight. Tonight is all about you. It's a community show. I know we have a lot that we can talk about, so if I go a little ADD on you, hopefully you're used to it, because that's kind of how the radio show goes a lot. And, I think Alan's actually going to be back next week with a special guest, Ben Miller, if that gets all lined up. But without further ado, our co-hosts, Robert and Stacy, what's up, guys?
Hey, I'm preparing for my first ever sugarless Halloween. So
yes,
I'm,
you are.
I'd like to say that I'm pumped, but, you know, the truth is sometimes I miss sugar, but I don't want to go back to it. The negatives outweigh the positives.
Yeah, I tell you what, you helped me diagnose today what I was going on. I couldn't tell if it was my sinuses, if it was a little bit of sleep apnea induced, but started to get a headache last night, and because I've been trying the no sugar thing. And I reached out to you, Stacy, today, just being like, oh, my God, do you get these withdrawal things when you go off sugar? Man, that was bad.
Yeah, but, you know, you handled it really well. You were talking before the show started about you just really hunkered down with some healthy things like coconut water and organic beef for dinner and greens, and that's the best thing I think you can do for your body when it's flushing stuff out and when it's trying to adapt to a new way of being.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a good idea, flushing it out, what I need to do tomorrow. I always forget that when you're doing this kind of stuff, that as you start to cleanse and clean up, the bad stuff starts coming out into your body. And if you're not flushing it out with a bunch of water of goodness, it's just going to stay in you. That's what Nancy was talking about last week. So but that was an amazing show. That you guys left me, I started scouring for information and right after that. So,
oh, cool.
If anybody hasn't heard that show, it was a fantastic show with a lot of information. Actually, Terry was on, and Stacy and Nancy, for the most part, lit it up about what it means to go sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, and Nancy had a bunch of topics, and then Terry put her flavor in there, which is really good. And if you don't know the Terry we're talking about, she is your Athena, right?
Yeah, I call her, you know, my nickname for Dallas and Terry is Zeus and Athena, because they're like the Greek god and goddess who created YRG back when it was created. Now it's DDP Yoga. So, you know, they're the alpha and the omega to me. So that's where the Athena comes from.
That's pretty cool. That's
yeah, I have nicknames. I have nicknames for just about everybody at some point. I call you Sparkinator. I got to come up with one for Robert.
I was going to ask what mine would be.
I'm working on that.
I'll stick with Gorilla Glue right now, man, because Robert pretty much puts everything together.
I know. Robert's the nucleus. I mean, he is the absolute nucleus of the whole, from the website to the show to mailing issues. I mean, there's no issue that he really doesn't have a handle on. So how are you doing, Robert? That's the big question.
Oh, you know, worn out as normal. You know, just hanging in there right now. We're trying to get a lot of new things done, so it's been an adventure as always.
And you should be worn out.
Yeah.
By the looks of all the updates on the website.
Yeah, and we actually, I had gone through and updated every transformation page last week, which I think there's like 86 or 87 now, something like that. And we had some other ideas and decided to retool them, so I'm redoing them all again. So.
And I'd like to give you a hard time and say mine sucks, but
because of the content.
Hey, I don't know how you can screw up a pretty face like this on a transformation page, but you didn't. Actually, Robert took the canvas that I gave him, and he made it look amazing. But these transformation pages, I don't know how much work you put into them, but from what they were before with a single pick, and I don't even know where you pulled some of these extra pictures from, because I know I didn't give you mine. I know you got a bunch of others from other people in there. Mm-hmm. That took an amazing amount of lifting on your part to get that done. I think they look absolutely amazing, and with how many there are out there, you basically created a story for anybody who's listening right now. Anybody who's not listening right now who comes to DDP Yoga, you have a story. You've created a story for anybody who comes to DDP Yoga that they can relate to.
Yeah, I mean, I think we represent pretty much every kind of physical challenge or, you know, as any kind of ailment, or someone wants to know if someone their age can do it. I think we've absolutely everything covered in there.
Yeah, if you look at these, like you click on Jake's and it comes up, but you know, Jake teaches you it's never too late. If I come over here and I click on Terry's, I was trying to see her headline, but she doesn't have one. but it shows what she can do if you're 62 years old, and she's been working on this since the time she was 50. So she's been really cranking at it. And if you come over and let me look here, if you look at Christina, Russell, you look at hers, and somebody who struggled with her weight on and off since her mid-20s, and I'm sure Doug's got all the injuries lined up there, but it's pretty damn cool. It's pretty damn cool that you actually went through and pulled every story out and gave it, you know, some life.
Yeah, it was a process, and Steve has been helping with the titles in certain places and making changes on those, but yeah, it's a lot of work to put all of those together.
Yeah, and they all look amazing. Let's see. I'm going to get up here. Stacy's is, like, right at the top here. And Stacy's looks good. And right in the line, you found Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga at the perfect time.
I am behind as usual. Sorry, guys. I'm going to take a look now.
Well, you know, we haven't really announced it or anything. So, I just did yours, Stacy. I think I did yours yesterday.
Oh, this looks great.
Oh, I know I'm supposed to get you more pictures of me in some of the positions, and I haven't, but I will get them. If you can just plug them in, right, at a later date?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, these look great, man. He has you starting to your updated pick in the middle, and he's got your sugar pick in there from being sugar-free.
Oh, my God. Okay, cool.
So these look amazing. You did great work, Robert.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Why you. That's why you're the Gorilla Glue in the nucleus, man. People might think this revolves around Dallas, but it really revolves around Robert.
Yeah, if you don't believe me, just ask me. Don't ask Dallas.
Which is cool. So, but there's that, but all the other stuff that you've done that people are looking at, if you come in, you just did the DDP Yoga Challenge, and we should throw that out there for anybody who wants to get in. Our first winner was out there, and that was Slim. So, and he's got his story out there on video, which is you can see it on the site. But you built that whole site, and that looks amazing.
Well, that's actually Steve. I got to give credit where due. That Steve did that site.
Okay, well, Steve did an amazing job. The whole team does some great stuff. But DDPYogaChallenge.com, so if you guys haven't hit it, you need to check that out. And, okay, let me grab something else that I know you did, because the other big thing that's going on are a lot of the ultimate workshops and the workshops, and you just refreshed the DDP Yoga workshop page.
Yes. Yeah, we just did the second rebuild on that in the last month, because some of the things I was using weren't working the way I wanted them to, so I ended up rebuilding it again. But that's been completely redone, so we really wanted a place that was central for all the workshops and all the bookings, so if you ever want to buy a ticket for anything we're doing, you can go there and purchase it directly through that site.
That's pretty damn cool, and it's like one of the upcoming events is actually, I think, January 18th? I don't... Marlon was talking about possibly having one more spot for that open, so I don't know if anybody's out there, but I mean, you might want to contact them through the site here, which is ddpyogaworkshops.com. And honestly, there's some pretty cool shit that happens there. And one of the guys that's made every single workshop, Roger, is in the front graphic, Roger Lowry, who is a super cool dude, and he's in our 4:30 a.m. crew, but he's there. And, like, if you go and do the workout, you pay a price, but you can go stay the entire weekend get the whole DDP Yoga lifestyle from Dallas, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's for that one. Go ahead.
Have either of you done one of those yet?
No.
No, I have not. I might be going to one. There's one coming up in Mike Mullen's neck of the woods in Dover, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And might be going to that one because that's within driving distance. Atlanta is not.
Yeah, Atlanta has some overhead if you're not real close.
Yeah.
You got to plan on taking a nice drive or put some money in some airline tickets. So,
yeah.
And if anybody's out there while we're talking, you want to call, you got some questions for us, want to talk about an update or have some questions to throw out there and give a shout-out to somebody, you can. 347-994-1216 is the number. And if you're listening on the phone, and you want to hop into the chat, we do have it. It's online. It's ddpradio.com. You can listen to the radio show and talk to everybody who signed into the chat. We got people like Dawn's out there, Dave Orse listening, Christina's out there. So you can totally hop into the chat and see what's going on with them while we're talking and while you're listening to us. So that's a pretty cool feature. We can give you credit for Blog Talk Radio too, right, Robert?
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean, I put it together, and I was going to say that I'm the one who does it, but I guess we all kind of run it together.
Yeah, but getting that up and running every day is Robert still. So, I mean, if you think, you know, this stuff just happens, it doesn't, and there's some pretty talented people behind it, and, you know, Robert's one of the most talented people around that does all the stuff for us, so it's pretty sweet.
Well, it cuts both ways, because if there's anything that hasn't been updated and needs to be, then it's, you know, everyone knows where to point.
Definitely you. And that's where you pull me in as a lackey and you just tell them it's my fault. Because I didn't find it for you yet.
That's why I need an assistant. I need an assistant just so I can say, well, it's Sparky's fault. Yeah, I haven't, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
I'll be your Huckleberry. You know, wouldn't it be nice to have your own mark?
Yeah, it would be. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, I've totally marked out on Robert tonight, so there you go. That's all the stuff.
It's actually getting a little uncomfortable.
You know, I'm trying to rekindle the bromance here after it's been encroached on the past couple of weeks, so, you know. But... for people out there, if you want to catch some more things than DDP Radio, Robert could give me chops. I'd take him like a man. So, All right, this is completely going off the rails way too early in the night for us. It's typically
usually that's at the end of the night, not at the beginning.
Yeah, not a quarter after, okay? For Dallas, anybody who wants to know where Dallas has been, that guy has been all over the place. He is busy and he is working. And next month, I mean, he is going to be back on the show here, I think, next week. And like I said, with Ben Miller, Donate Your Weight, I think is going to stop in. And at some points in the future, I think Christina might join us, actually one or both of them. But he's going to be on TV just about every week next week, from Black Belt TV, the second week of November, Sports Illustrated Live, OK TV, CNN Unguarded, and then he's going to be at the Jersey Health Fair in the middle of the month. So.
Yeah, very cool. Going to be there for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. So he's going to be there for quite a while. So anybody around there should check it out. And if you're interested in seeing all these appearances, there's so many I can't list them when they're happening and where they're at and give you numbers and stuff. But you can get them from the website, and that's ddpyoga.com/appearances, and that'll pop you right in. So, man, what did
I
miss?
He's always somewhere.
Yes.
He's always somewhere. I want to this is like a big deal for me because I took Spanish in high school like 30 years ago, but I just did my first tweet about the show tonight in Spanish.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I know I've got some followers who are Spanish speakers, and I've seen them on DDP Yoga on the team and on Facebook, so I'm going to start brushing up on my other language skills and get them working again. If anyone is a native speaker, please feel free to correct me. But my first tweet is out there, en español.
Nice.
Wow, I think the best I could do is me almost perky.
That was wonderful.
yes, I will call it bilingual. I can speak two languages. You know, we could also do French for our Canadians and our French Canadians up north. You know, bonjour. There we go.
Oh Jesus. Oh boy. Moving on.
We can appeal to a wide range of audiences. I can also do some Hindi too. So, but
you can do some what?
Some Hindi.
Oh yeah, let's. What else do we have to talk about here?
Other than languages that I don't speak very well.
Well, if we don't have any questions or callers, I could share very briefly a recipe that I kind of invented a couple nights ago.
Yes, please.
Because I start to really, when it gets cold, I start to crave soup and stew and, like most people out there, there's not always a lot of time, but I really avoid fast and prepared and processed foods now. So I took a pretty large size can of chickpeas. It was almost industrial sized. It was like 2 pounds, and drained it. I added a small can of tomato paste, and I'd say about a cup of water. You could do chicken stock if you want. I wanted to keep it really vegan, and I'm not a vegan, but sometimes I just get in vegan moods, you know. So I cooked that with some roasted garlic, which I did in the toaster oven, and then just pureed it all with an immersion blender, a little salt and a little cumin, and it was unbelievably good and it very filling. And not a lot of, and of course, extra virgin olive oil, because I think it's important to have good fats. But it's a great meal, and I made a ton of it, and I froze some, so thereby eliminating the need to go out and get fast food or frozen dinners and that sort of thing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's like a thick soup.
Yeah, it was almost like a porridge, you know. I mean, It was very thick. I could have done rice with it or pasta, but at night I pretty much, for my own situation, I don't eat carbs at night for the most part. But you could definitely throw in some rice, quinoa pasta and make it even heartier. Or a side of, you know, gluten-free bread, you know, a baguette. But that, you know, I always keep lentils in the cupboard because you can do so many things with them. And I've started, as some of you know, I started baking with them. So I actually have a piece of chocolate lentil black bean cake that I'm probably going to have for dessert tonight after the show. I mean, they're just, you can do pretty much anything with them.
That's cool. I've had lentils a few times, but most of the times they've come at the Indian, restaurant, which I don't know that they're prepared exactly the best way that's most healthy for you.
Uh-huh.
But I've quite enjoyed them.
Like chili?
I heart chili.
So there you go.
For some reason, the only beans I can do in chili are black beans. But I definitely dig myself some chili. I actually like to cut off like some different stuff and put in there, maybe a little bit of buffalo meat, you know, along with the regular beef and whatnot, maybe some turkey and stuff, and just do like a multiple thing going on. So, and as long as it's a little spicy and good. We've got a couple callers on the line waiting to get here, and we're gonna hit those up here in a second. But I did want to give one shout out. I was looking over DDP Yoga on Facebook. If you haven't been there, there's people post there all the time. It's really super popular, and there's 37,000, almost 38,000 people who've liked DDP Yoga on Facebook. So there's a lot of cool stuff there and a lot of good followers. But they just gave a shout out to one of our veterans, because Team DDP Yoga has a ton of veterans on it, and he's been here for a while, and that's Jim Underwood. He's 61, going 62, I believe, and he put his transformation in like this 12-second loop of when he started to where he is now. And the guy's gone from, you know, looking where he was at, where he was carrying some extra weight and whatnot, to looking completely badass. So a little shout-out to Jim there. I know he pops into DDP Radio every once in a while, and he's in Team DDP Yoga. But if you have a chance to see that, man, the guy's looking good.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick little story about Jim. When he contacted me and he gave me those transformation pictures, that was a few months ago. But you guys, Stacy, you and Sparky, you remember the business cards that we had done? It was something we started doing and just never really followed up on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Jim had contacted me, and along with the transformation, he said he wanted to know if there was a way that he could hand out a DDP Yoga business card. So I put his little transformation pictures on his business card, and because he's a car salesman. So now he hands those out to the people that he meets when he's selling cars.
Oh, cool. Changing lives everywhere. I mean, but it's amazing what even a business card, if you see something that really grabs you or moves you, that can just set somebody in a different direction. That's cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think stuff like that is really cool, because once people see it and they can believe it, then they know it's true. And, you know,
I mean, because a lot of people ask me, well, what was your big moment? You know, did the doctor tell you were going to get sick or die? And I didn't have a big moment. You know, what did it was seeing somebody else who had done it. Who was kind of classified as a hopeless case, and which is what I always thought I was. And when I actually could see someone who had done it, that's what got me in action. So that's why I think those montages are great, and the business cards, and any other way we can get it out there visually, because that really goes right to someone's gut and kind of tells them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty awesome, because I think that goes along with one of the things I've been thinking a lot about lately is belief, and sort of belief in yourself, belief in goals, and belief in other people. And until you actually, that comes to you and it becomes concrete in your mind, it's very hard to get there, to reach your goals, to see yourself doing it. But those pictures and the transformations like that Robert has,
done so much work on because people have done so much work on themselves. Sometimes if you can't really vision yourself there, but if you can see somebody else there, then you believe mm-hmm. it can happen. And DDP Yoga does that for a lot of people. I do know we have a couple callers online. You ready to get to those, Stacey?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go for it.
The first one is area code 605.
That's hey, guys. It's
Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Hey. Just checking in and seeing how y'all doing.
Much better than this morning.
We're doing great.
Yeah, you know, when you tweeted this morning that you had a headache and you were going to do your stuff later, it's like going, I kind of had a headache too, so I had to throw mine up in spurts, whatever else. I got my bang salutes out of the way, and then I slowly went into stand up, and then this evening after, and I pushed my red hot core out for this evening after the dojo stuff, so. You know, it's just all about making it work.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's one of the things. It's like if you can't fit it in somewhere but you can break it up, do that. Because sometimes it's tough to push yourself if you don't have the time or if you're not feeling physically able. Because I definitely learned don't push yourself too hard if for some reason or another you're not physically able, you're hurt, you know, you're not feeling well, something like that. Sometimes it's good to push through it if it's not going to impact you, but don't go hurting yourself.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself. Don't strain out the hammies or anything like that. You know, just kind of go back, take it easy. If you need to, you know, take some time for yourself, listen to your body. Pain's pain, and, you know, your body knows when it's okay and when it's not.
Right. It's absolutely not a sprint. So if you know you're going to hit it and you're hitting it consistently, you know, it's not bad to throttle back every once in a while. But I know we're going to throttle it up tomorrow at 4:30. What's our workout tomorrow, Rook?
Tomorrow, oh, I tweeted it. Yeah, I texted it the other day here. I think I'm sticking to it there. I think tomorrow's Diamond Cutter. We're going to end October strong, so.
Nice. 4:30 a.m. Diamond Cutter. So
4:30 a.m. Cutter.
That's sweet, man. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't hit that one in a while. But speaking of our 4:30 a.m. crew, I know we got a couple of people who work out with us that have had some losses, so I just wanted to give some, heartfelt sympathies out there and let you guys know we're thinking of you, so stay strong for that 4:30 a.m. crew.
Absolutely, absolutely. So hopefully we can get, after we have Roger added to the crew there, and I know Liz was saying that she was going to, when she was done with her half marathon, that she was thinking about joining the 4:30 a.m. crew there too. But I know, she's got a bunch of stuff on her plate right now, and I think fighting through a cold, whatever else, I'd say, just like we're talking about, get well first before you start, taking on a new challenge there. So feel it out.
And even if you're in it, take a break. But, yeah, I have I actually have somebody who contacted me who's thinking about it. And I don't want to put him on the spot right now, but it'd be pretty cool if he joined us. So
sure.
I'll give you a heads up later, brother.
All right. That sounds cool. Well, I'm just going to give you guys a quick shout-out and say hey, so I'll let other people talk, and you guys have a good one.
All right.
You too,
thanks for calling, Travis.
All right, later.
Wait, yeah, he's been setting us up. It was his week for the workouts, which has been pretty cool. And he's become a fan of the bang salutes, how we did the 100 bang salute last month. But he throws like 5 or 10 in, and I'm actually really digging them. Either I find a spot in the middle of the workout where I pause it and I throw the 5, 10, or 15, whatever we're doing in, or I'll do it like kind of right at the end of the workout or whatnot. But it's just a really awesome, comprehensive set of moves that really, really kick the shit out of your heart rate, man. If you really mm-hmm. need to boost your heart rate up with a couple quick moves, a bang salute will do it for you.
Sparky, for those like me who can't picture it, what is it again? Can you explain?
Yeah. So the bang salute is our version of like a sun salutation. Have you ever seen like the series of moves in a sun salutation?
Yes. Yep. Okay. That's like a vinyasa move.
Yeah, kind of, yes. Yeah. So you're standing up, want to do a diamond cutter into a forward bend, down dog, and you're going to go sort of plank to cobra, back to down dog, then
okay.
back up and then back into a diamond cutter. So.
I've been doing my own version of sort of like that, but a squat thrust and down dog and jumping dog, and I can only do 64, but I'm telling you, it worked my body like nothing. What?
Did you say only?
Well, yeah, only because I don't do 100 like you guys, but 64 is my number right now.
That's pretty impressive.
It takes me about 20 minutes. I mean, I'm not going to rush through it because I've got a few knee issues and I want to be careful. But it has, I mean, what it has done for my arms and chest, it's like, I guess it's the whole idea is when you repeat something over and over, you really work the muscle harder and you get more of a workout and then your heart rate goes up. So I can definitely see the value in it. But you guys inspired me with all the talking about 100 bang salute. I'm like, well, I got to do something here.
That's a good idea.
The jumping dogs are pretty crazy, man. I actually avoid those. And like the one DVD I like to do that has a lot of those in is Mixtape, because it pulls them in. But I can't stand those.
That's actually it's one of my favorite moves. You know, I'm the same way with wrap and burn, though. I avoid that, but, you know. I love jumping dogs.
Yeah, I love me some wrap and burn, but I don't know what it is about. I don't know what it is about jumping dogs that gets me. I don't know if it's like too jerky of a movement, or if it's more good, like when you kind of like fly back into catcher there at the end. I don't know. It's too much. I just hate them.
It's rigorous, okay. That's for sure.
Okay.
Well, when you work out your issues, just let us know what it is.
Well, since me and jumping dogs are on a break, you know, I don't know that it will ever be worked out. Anyway, I know we got somebody else out there, and if you want to give us a call and talk just about anything you want to us, or have a question or a shout out for somebody, feel free to give us a buzz. It's 347-994-1216 to get yourself on DDP Radio. If you're listening on the phone, you want to jump in the chat room and talk to everybody who's out there, jump into ddpradio.com, and we'll get you in the chat room. You can fire up any questions you want in there, we'll hit you up. So what else we got out there?
The next one is area code 907.
907, what's up?
Hey, this is Josh McAdoo from Juneau, Alaska, calling in real quick in between a couple of my certification classes that I'm doing tonight.
Josh,
so I just
from
want
Alaska.
To say,
yep,
I just wanted to call and say hi. And again, I always like listening to you guys every week. Kind of keeps me going and whatnot. And I just really appreciate all that you guys do and the comments that you guys make, and it's just an awesome support team, and I couldn't do it without all you guys, so just wanted to give a little quick shout-out.
And, Josh, you have a blog now, right?
I do have a blog, and it's, like, the longest title for a blog that I can't even remember right now, and I want to change it to something shorter since I'm still new to it, but it's got quite a response, but I've been sitting on that for about a month. Just because, you know, there's people out there that are ready to just attack that kind of stuff. And so I kind of got to that point. I was like, you know what, screw that. I just need to get it out there. And it's not for them. It's for other people, just like how I got hooked on DDP yoga, just listening to you guys and people's testimonies. So it's like, if I can do the same and pay it forward, that's what I want to do and help others. So it's awesome. So, yeah. And just got done doing my first of three sessions tonight with the certification, and man, what a high that is. I was just had 15 people in class, and a couple of them were kind of moaning, like, "Nah, we don't like yoga." And of course, you know, when I hear that, it's like I gotta jump on them, just like you hear Dallas all the time, and go into that. And 5 minutes in, everyone changed their tune, and they all enjoyed it. And I got people coming up and shaking my hand and stuff. So it was really cool to kind of change their mind and be able to do that. So
that's awesome, bro. Yeah. You're doing three classes a night. Are all three of them level one workouts?
Not yet. I haven't got to teaching the level one because it's the, you know, the diamond dozen. And before Dallas approached me and let me know that the certification was coming up, I asked him if it's okay with working with the kids I work with, if I could teach them, and, you know, when we go do activities, and he said, yeah, you know, as long as you're not saying that you're certified and all that. And so I got to teach early on, so I felt like I was lucky that I got to do that. And so now when the certification came up, I was kind of already on my game. And kind of making my own workout out of the fat burner kind of workout and adding my own little twist to it. And so it's been really interesting and just fun to, like, play with it already instead of being too worried. I mean, I get worried. I had to film the other day and send it to Yoga Doc, and I was just, like, sweating bullets. And, like, the energy's not there when you're trying to say all the words and speak slowly so you can hear you, like, you know, talking. But there's so many other workouts that I wish I could film that, you know, the ones where the music's blaring and everyone's just having a good time and we're all joking around. But, you know, for sake of studying my movement, I had to do the lame version, in my opinion. But it is what it is.
You're doing it. That's the main thing.
You know, it's not easy at times. It's awesome that I have the most supportive wife ever, and she's like, just go get it done. I know that, you know, you're passionate about this, and there's no kind of stopping me right now. And usually I kind of give up on things within about 2 weeks, and I actually just hit my 8th month mark the other day. So it's been awesome. And I, you know, the radio show and everybody online, Facebook is awesome. It's like, you know, I don't even read the newspaper half the time because you just go look at that and just get inspired. And there's so much better stuff on there than the news anyway. So it's awesome. And just wanted to stop by and say hey real quick, and I'm just excited to be a part of the team, and doing the certification is awesome. Can't wait to see where it takes me. So,
well, you'll be the first DDP yoga teacher in Alaska. That's very cool.
It is very cool. You know, I have my people that kind of give me crap about it, but can't deny the results with it. Like, you know, they're just amazing. But I've had so many doors open, and I haven't even really put myself out there because I'm not certified yet, so I haven't hit the gyms and all that, and so I've had some opportunities that are just waiting to get clearance from Yoga Doc and stuff to see if I can start doing some a little bit more for my certification. So I'm excited. It's awesome. So, but I won't keep you guys on the line, and I got to go run into my next session here, so I'm not late. But I just want to say thanks for all the support, and I appreciate you guys' help. It's awesome.
Well, it's great to hear you doing so many great things. Keep up the wonderful work.
Oh, no problem. That's what it's all about, is just paying it forward and helping. As long as I can help one person out, it's worth my journey. So,
you're doing an amazing job, bro.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
When I saw that he posted on Facebook today that he was doing three workouts tonight, I was like, man, that guy's on. He's been doing a lot with the certification and whatnot. I didn't realize that he had been working on it sort of even before the certification came out, doing those classes. That's really somebody who digs the program, believes in it, and is making other people believe in it, which is really cool. And in Alaska, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So I just heard back from Marlon. Earlier I talked about possibly there was only one spot left in the workshop. There's a little bit something lost in translation with that, but there are spots available for the workshop January 18th. If you want to get in it, stop at dpyoga.com and get to the workshop page and sign yourself up. So Marlon said, there are spots ready to go, so sign yourself up if you ever wanted to go down and see what it's like to be down at the crib, and you want to go and get yourself ready to go and get a workout done. So with Dallas in person, so that's pretty sweet.
cool.
Well, we've got a another caller on hold. Do you guys want to go to that?
Yeah, let's hit it.
It's area code 615.
What's up, 615? You're on DDP Radio.
I think that's Tennessee.
Hi there. It's Don from Nashville.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Don.
So I just want to expand a little bit since we were talking about surprising other people with DDP yoga workouts and opening their eyes to it. I had posted up on Facebook Sunday morning about my experience with the insanity chick.
Uh-huh.
How we got into that, I've been in the midst of Diamond Cutter Week, and I started Saturday with one of my mega workouts, a double Diamond Cutter day. And then Saturday night, I went out to a Halloween party out at Dave and Buster's. And I was out on the patio hanging out. We were chatting, and we were talking about yoga and workouts, and it turned to DDP yoga, big surprise. And she was like, yoga, that's not a workout. And I said, okay, fine, I can get your heart rate up in three moves, period, right here and now. And she's like, no, you can't. I'm like, you will start to sweat, I promise you. All of a sudden, there's a group of us, and we're all standing around doing diamond cutters. I'm showing them how to do a diamond cutter. And they were like, wow, this really works. And next thing I know, everybody's like, well, I can do 20 push-ups right here and now. I'm like, fine, do 3 5-count push-ups. And so they went down and did push-ups. I'm like, no, you're doing them wrong. And I showed them how to do the DDP yoga push-ups, and they were just flabbergasted. Well, the next morning, I invited a girl over to do a diamond cutter workout with me and my brother. And she went full tilt into it, and I'm like, you need to modify. You're going to hurt yourself. Oh, I work out all the time. She was sore, and she respected DDP yoga. She wanted to know more about it and gave her the website. Where she goes from there, I don't know, but she has a whole new respect for DDP yoga. She's like, this is a whole lot better than insanity.
I've heard people say that over and over, that it's, you know, people who try it really feel that it's not only one of the more challenging workouts, it doesn't batter you, you know, like some of the rougher ones do. And I mean, you're living proof, Don, and I think it's really cool that you challenge somebody on the spot, you know, because there's really no way to know until you actually do it.
It was just kind of funny. There's a group of people all in Halloween costumes, and everybody's doing diamond cutters on the patio, and then this half-drunk girl, she's trying to pull her leg up over her head in a blood and gore wedding dress, stumbling over herself. I'm like, okay, someone's going to get hurt. Get out of those heels. But I got a question for y'all. I've noticed this week, since I'm in Diamond Cutter Week, that, and I go all the time, every day, but my body seems like it's on fire right now. I mean, I'm hot, and I stay, my body temperature is just higher this week, and I noticed this probably yesterday, that I've got all this energy nonstop, but I'm physically hot.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that happen. Have you, Sparky or Robert?
No, I was trying to think of what that may be attributed to.
I have a theory. I'm not, you know, this is just pure conjecture. But you've been doing a lot more lately physically. I know sometimes you'll do like 2 diamond cutter workouts a day. And when I... 4 years ago when I lost the weight, I did a marathon, and I trained for it. It was a walking marathon, but I just put my body in overdrive, and I did it carefully, but I really pushed myself, and a nutritionist told me that I literally reset my metabolism. I mean, so you might have shifted your body somehow in your metabolic engine, you know, and that has a direct bearing on body temperature. People with slow metabolisms tend to be cold, you know. So that's my guess, but, you know, I don't know. It's winter time, so thank God this isn't happening in summer down there in Tennessee.
It was 76 degrees out today, and I had to go out and cut the grass after doing a diamond cutter. So.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I would get it checked out and just see how long it lasts and if it comes and goes or if it's like a steady thing. That's pretty interesting. I even though my metabolism, I believe, was reset, I did not experience temperature changes in my body, but everyone's different. How do you feel overall?
Oh, I feel great. I feel just full of energy. It just, I can physically, all the way down to my ankles, my skin feels hot.
Huh.
But I'm not running a fever or anything. I feel it's not tingly, and I'm not taking anything different, and I'm still almost paleo diet, I guess. Lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and chicken, but other than that, it's just the same old stuff.
The only thing I would say is maybe slow down the diamond cutter so you don't spontaneously combust.
No. Yeah. I've got 3 more days diamond cutter this week.
Wow. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, all right. You'll have a good night, and I appreciate it. And you guys are doing a great job.
Keep evangelizing down there. You're changing lives.
Oh, I'm in the Bible Belt. You know I will.
All right. Thanks for calling, Don.
See y'all.
We'll see you. I was going to say, maybe with being in the Bible Belt and evangelizing DP Yoga, he is spontaneously combusting and doesn't know it.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's doing awesome. And anybody who goes through and does, like, the diamond cutter workout back-to-back-to-back-to-back like that is really warrioring out. Like, one of the first people to ever challenge that, I remember Crystal Stewart came through and did a 5-day diamond cutter challenge. And that was, like, 2 or 3 years ago or something like that. It was the first time that she did it. And I remember I wanted to kill myself beforehand because I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but then as I was getting through it to the end and when I was actually believing that I could get through that many days of diamond cutter, it actually made you feel really accomplished, and I was really proud that she challenged us. So, mm-hmm.
You guys, I'm going to start doing challenges. I have to admit I haven't been really participating, but I'm going to take up the next one because it does shake your body up and get it in a different groove. So I'm in on the next one.
So we should throw that out there. I think we're going to pick up on the theme that Jim Ashley sent out. I believe it was Jim Ashley, but on a challenge for next month. But there was one doing a couple of the workouts, like all like a pack one all in one day.
Wow! Oh my God.
Yeah, I think Doug did that once. He threw all the workouts in and did them all in one day, which was a ridiculous. A ridiculous thing for him to do, but he did it. I mean, he actually, I call him the original warrior. I don't know, what do you guys
say? Wow. I would say Doug is very much a warrior, and he's indestructible at this point. He's been through so much, and he's still standing.
Well, he's definitely, I would disagree with that. He's definitely, you can definitely break him down because he has been broken down, but you can't keep him down.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's had so many surgeries and injuries and everything else, but he always comes back.
Yeah, he's like Rasputin.
Yes, he definitely is, man. And every time he comes back with like a vengeance that was bigger than it was prior. So, if I, you know, at some point in the show, I lose command of the English language, and it waited until 10 till 10 tonight. Typically, I think things typically are flipped
typically we go off the rails at 10 till 10, and I lose command of, like, being able to speak, like, 10 minutes into the show. Given that, I think we're doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually it's at the beginning of the show, so this is a nice change.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of slid it back until the end of the show, so that's pretty good. I'd pretty much say, throw the number out there again, but if you want to write down people for the next show, we'll probably stop taking calls unless somebody sneaks in right now.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, number 347-994-1216.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, we actually have our last caller tonight on, because, you know, we stopped taking him at 10 till, but we have our final caller of the night on, which is area code 602.
Good evening, TDBP.
Hey, guys.
Good
evening.
Hey,
bro.
How are we doing tonight?
Good, how you doing?
Doing good.
Not too bad. My name is Jay Morris. I'm calling from the 602, and was just giving a call tonight to tell you guys I really appreciate the terrific work you've done on this blog. I've been listening to you guys for now the last, about 30 days now, and just kind of got started with the program within 30, and have found some really strong inspiration not only on the boards, but by listening to your past podcasts.
That's awesome.
Cool.
It is, man. I really just wanted to say, you know, honestly, I thank you 100% on that, because you guys have some incredibly valuable information in the past recordings and stuff that absolutely, you know, you just find enlightening listening to. And there's a lot of questions out there, and, you know, you can find them on the forums, but you can find a lot of those answers also in the past shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to strongly recommend, you know, people review those if they can.
So you've actually gone in, and people didn't know, that's a good point. You can go to ddpradio.com, get in the Blog Talk Radio, and everything's there, and it's available for you to download or listen live right through the site. So have you been downloading it then? Or just,
you know what, I did not download itself. I myself have a Windows phone I use, and I just actually stream it all live myself on there.
Yeah, you can actually.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have those up on iTunes as well, so you can grab on your iPad or iPod, and you can pull them that way too.
Well, now, I did say I have a Windows phone, though, so that doesn't work out for me. But nonetheless, itself, it streams effortlessly from my phone.
Oh,
that's awesome.
For anybody who says that they're doing that and going back to look at past shows, I instantly toss out my favorites. I love the shows. Like, the inspiration people really get me. And the first inspirational person that I heard on the show and actually called in, like, the first or second time that Dallas let us do a show solo was Mark Miro. And that guy is a fantastic and phenomenal human being.
He
wrote a book, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet, because he wanted to be the happiest person on the planet, and he is. And not only for his inspiration, but the stuff that the work that he does with kids and everything else, but he showed up on the show probably two or three times now, and I love his stuff. And there's another guy, Ray Lloyd. If you're a wrestling fan, you've known him as Glacier. Ray used to visit us almost every other week there for a while, and Ray is just a magical personality. I mean, when he talks, he lights up the phone, he lights up the radio, he lights up, you know, your heart. I mean, he's just an exciting guy, and he's always happy. And if you can find those two guys in the past shows and listen to anyone that they've been on, I guarantee it's going to be a good one.
I honestly couldn't agree more, to be perfectly honest with Mero in particular. Just listening to him go on itself is really just awesome. He is just, when he talks, he just seems so genuine in his conversation and in his speech. You can tell that enthusiasm that he has in the program and just in people in general, you know?
Yeah, and you know, with Mark, I've seen him, I've met with him at his office, I've seen him at charity events, I've seen him just hanging out with Dallas and other people, and that's not like a persona that he turns on. That's him all the time. I've never seen him just exude that.
Yeah, I do not doubt that for a second itself, and if it is a persona itself, he's got me sold on it, so, you know, and it's really enlightening stuff, but like I said, the stuff in the past episodes answers a lot of questions out there, provides a hell of a lot of support, also gives you a lot of momentum to look forward to, too. You know, it's kind of when you hear guys calling in at one time, and some names don't come to mind right now, but you hear them calling in earlier in the episodes, and then you hear him calling and checking in later in the episodes and such like that, you know, it's real proof that people stay with the program, you know, and it's something that they tend to believe in, they carry it with them. We're not talking about a 30 or 40 day turnaround and they leave. We're talking about guys who stay consistently, like yourself.
Yeah, all of us have been doing it for multiple years.
Yeah, and that's more than the value of a selling point, because a lot of the programs I've been in and out of my life on there, and I've watched, you know, people come in, people go. I've been them myself, of course, as well. You know, I really kind of got into the program because it was something that, as a big guy myself, I can get into it. I can do it physically pretty well. I carry a lot of weight, but I'm a very muscular person, and it allows me to get through the motions and have a really good stability. I don't have that issue itself that it comes down to, like when I was doing weights and such. I burned myself out after 2 or 3 days, and with the DDP stuff, I'm ready after my second day to get back into it.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And if you do it for a couple weeks, it'll become almost an addiction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I look forward to that itself. And in its right, it should be itself, to be perfectly honest, because, you know, ultimately, taking care of yourself is pretty much the ultimate goal here in general. I mean, you know, a long time, you know, getting the most out of the health and the benefits for it. Weight loss is a side effect, but outside of that itself, just the actual confidence of knowing you do the program consistently, that something like that just is tremendous to an ego and to the motion, you know, doing these kind of things.
Yeah. And that's awesome, because you can tell the genuineness in what you're saying and how you feel about it. And that's how all of us who have been around here feel about it. We've carried that from, you know, the first couple days that we came into it up through now. And the best part of it is being able to connect with people like you and people like Travis and people like Dawn and Roger and Doug and my buddy Jake and Jeff out there who do the 4:30 AMs with us, because it's people believe in it. And it's crazy, because a lot of people will call it like a cultish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's totally not that in the least, because it's not being forced. It's not being, you know, forced onto somebody. It's something that is an honest and genuine, you know, feeling of belief in something that works, that makes you feel 100%, you know, confident in yourself, happy, mm-hmm. and there's absolutely no reason why a workout shouldn't make you feel that way.
You know, realistically, let me just touch base real quickly on the cult mention that you had said, because you do hear that a lot. You do hear people say things like that and such like that, and I'm a semi-private person. To be honest with you, I really don't typically discuss my weight loss plans. I don't typically discuss the weight that I've lost, the weight I've gained in my life, and simply because of the fact that, you know, you hold yourself accountable when you start talking to it with other people. And that's actually one of the cornerstones that you have, of course, that accountability. You know, developing a heck of a web of support on the web, as well as the blog and so on and so forth, you know, you create that accountability, and that really is what kind of kicks you in the butt and gets you moving in the morning, you know. But in context of the cult that you mentioned on there, you know, people tend to think that on anything they don't tend to believe in themselves, whether you're talking about people who do CrossFit, people who do DDP yoga, or even people who do, in religions, they look at the exact same.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's the belief. And when you believe it and you can see it and you have the belief in yourself and you see the results, you can't help but to know that it's real. That's the only thing I can say. And if you don't believe in yourself and you're not doing it, then you haven't given yourself a fair shake. And if you're saying anything else negative about it, well, you just don't know.
Now, I think he's actually dropped.
Oh man. Well, Jay,
oh,
that was an awesome call.
That was a great call, and I just love hearing people say that, you know, they get so much out of the workouts, and they've never been injured or you know, even remotely, you know, and which just speaks to the quality of this type of workout. And I don't know where else you can get anything like this. I know I'm sounding like a salesman, but you know, I do, you know, I lift weights at the gym still, very, very moderately, but you know, even that, I've got to be careful. And I primarily do that because of my slow metabolism, because the more muscle you have, you know.
Yeah.
But I just don't see people, I don't know, they just don't seem as fit and as energetic. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like too much of a concentration on just bulking up. I mean, DDP yoga addresses posture and spine alignment and the whole package, and it shows in people who do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally cool. When you see that and you see people who are doing it, there's no replacement for results that speak truth. And it pretty much everybody who's called tonight has that. Travis, Josh, Don, Jay, who's new. And they're all doing their own different things, man. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's pretty damn cool to see it. I mean, you know, Don with his crushing the diamond cutters, Josh with his doing the certification, Travis just knocking out of the party, he's making his own shit up, and he's motivating us at 4:30 in the morning. You know, and Jay's just starting, man. It doesn't work that way for everybody. You know, in a lot of different programs, and DDP yoga works, you know, for everybody how it needs to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy
yeah,
stuff.
If
you know,
if anybody wants to motivate me at 4:30 in the morning, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you're just on your third hour of sleep at 4:30.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, basically, your 4:30 is about like 10 p.m. at night, right? So,
yeah.
But I was never a morning person until that came up. Now I'm actually just starting getting used to it over 2 months of it now. Sometimes I'm just waking up even before my alarm, which is pretty cool. But I was talking to Robert earlier, Stacy, and we were talking a little bit about belief. And I think the cool thing is everybody who's called in tonight and has sort of talked about how they believe in it and how they believe in themselves. But this was kind of like a deep quote that I read that I thought was pretty cool. To sort of close things off on. It's too many of us are not living our dreams because we're busy living our fears.
Oh.
And, yeah.
That is profound, and I think that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remember that because it's easy to get caught up in that cycle of what ifs or negativity, and why not just think about something positive and exciting, because that's what I'd rather have in my life anyway.
Absolutely, because those what-ifs and those negativities and those fears will kill belief, and it'll kill a pathway that you have to move forward to live your dreams. So with that, I think I'm tapped out. What do you guys say?
I'm good.
I just want to say real quick, if anyone's struggling, and we all do, if you can just get to the workout, get to the mat, on a regular basis, and let the food be what it is. We gave you a lot of information on food last week. Let it roll over you. There's no hurry, but just keep working out.
Absolutely.
Good advice.
Yeah,
okay.
And stay connected to the community. Keep listening and keep in touch with us on Facebook and Team DDP Yoga.
Absolutely. That's actually really great advice, too, because there's always going to be somebody out there who can help you out. And honestly, Stacey, I got to thank you this week for being so responsive. When I need a little bit of help tweaking my sugarless plan here, man, you've been there for me. So I appreciate that.
I'm your midwife, Sparky. Your sugarless self is being born, and I'm here to help that along in any way I can.
That is a strange-ass analogy.
Well, I won't take that where I almost took it. I just have many drinks because I'll be ready to get rid of that sugarless self and see where it takes me. As long as the headaches stop, once that withdrawal goes, man, that withdrawal is crazy. Like between that, like the stuff that you guys get when you quit caffeine and stuff, same thing with sugar. But once it's gone. It feels good. So. All right, folks, I want to thank, to drop their names yet once again, Travis, Josh, Dawn, and Jay, all the callers tonight who called in and gave a shout-out and contributed to the show. Everybody who's been in the chat listening all night long, thank you very much. and to Robert for running the board, co-producing, or producing, actually, the entire show, which he does every week, and co-hosting, and Stacy, our co-host, who brings the motivation, inspiration, and all the knowledge. Thanks, guys. And for everybody else who's out there, when the 10% comes a-knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Wow. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.